Bandits out. Transfer,
just walk upstairs. I'm up here. I'll tell you because I'll probably overload your receiver.
4 CPA mobile.
Malaysia, guard the streets. This is N0TR.
Oh, I tell ya. How you doing, Tom?
As ever. My foot hurts, and your face is killing me, and Bernice is over here, so I can't say nothing, or she'll slap me.
I was with my preacher, and he had had a colonoscopy, and he was all flying high on drugs, and this was, you know, post colonoscopy, and me and his wife were standing there, and I said, "Daryl, does your face hurt?" And he started feeling it with both hands, with his fingertips, you know, feeling all over and all laughing. I said, "Man, it's killing me."
James now. Well, I heard Jim in here earlier, and then Al, as usual, with a bad signal and couldn't get in. I feel sorry for him, but, Jim was mobile, LAO. Well, it's been a gorgeous day. We went out and, Bernice did, actually. We had worked on this great big old stump that was like, maybe 24 inches in diameter or so. It was a pampas grass. Don't ever plant that stuff if you ever got to try to take it out. Wow. It was a tour. Well, I didn't know it. We loosened it up some a couple of days ago, and today I was in there trying to get these stupid security cameras to work. I've had a couple of them that I got that I think they lost connection with the new modem. But anyways, I was down there messing with that, and she went out and got it loose. My neighbor come over and put a strap around it and hauled it clear back to the timber. Out of the way, so that was really nice of him.
That was. Sounds like it saved you a lot of work.
Well, about a week ago, she made him a coconut cream pie for his birthday, which his mama used to make that can't anymore, so I think he was just sucking up a little bit there.
It's nice of her to do that, and, yeah, he was just, paying it forward.
Yep, neighbors. Really do. And I went out and swept the street off best I could, and there was a few dirt clods out there, and Kathy, the other neighbor down the next house over, she stopped by and visited with me for a little bit. And then I went out and talked to the chickens for a little bit and fed them. Bernice and I changed the water in their watering tank, and I gotta go get my foot looked at the podiatrist tomorrow, so I want to make sure they had plenty there. But Tim always looks out over here for him if I'm not here, so no problem in that.
Come up here. It's a nice drive through the mountains, and
A lot, you don't have to fight the traffic as much. So, although, something was going on in Seville today because the traffic was heavy up here this afternoon.
Which one of the SAMs are you located at then, Jim? This is in 0TR.
64 there. You get off on exit 49A, the Batcave exit.
Well, you got a good signal then. I forgot about there. You're up by Hendersonville.
A little bit, the boosted it up a little bit there to help. I was trying to hear and get back to KI4MLN, who needed some help when he called about help with a cable or a wire.
He's always had troubles for a long time, Jim, and has a bad signal on that. And there's folks that help him out, and I don't know what the situation is, but at any rate, he just doesn't make the repeater most of the time. Once in a while he does. I've talked to him before, but lately he's had something wrong. But I would say he's Squawk 7700, and you don't need to reply to that.
On a different subject, I did talk to WU2T this afternoon, Rusty, and I passed him my email address and phone number to get to you, so he'll give you a call at some point. But I was on HF last night listening to FTA for the first time. It was pretty interesting.
Talking to the wrong guy. I don't consider that ham radio. That's Rouse's Laws, not the ARRL. I don't like it. I don't want no part of it. It's automated. But a lot of people enjoy it, and that's just fine. It's just that I have a liking for CW and single sideband. Well, Rusty should have just given you my phone number. He's got it in my email. That would have been just fine.
You know, I just passed it to you, and then I figured you could decide to, if you wanted to send anything back or not. But, I'm kind of waiting on trying to get the antenna fixed for it. So I was using a mobile antenna just hooked up to some RG8 there I had in the house, and it's all inside. So, you know, well, we weren't sure we were going to get anything. I'm like a dog watching TV with all this stuff, all this digital stuff. You know, I know it was on the general test when I took it, but my son is the one that really led me through all that stuff. I would have had no idea how to hook it up.
But there's a lot of guys use it. I think it's fine, but I don't think they should count those countries in our DFCC thing. Is my only gripe as that it shouldn't count for a computer doing it, like digital or something. But like I said, I don't make the rules, so that's just my feelings on it, because I know some guy made like 38,000 contacts in one weekend. He just set it on automatic and let it go. I like a little more challenge than that. That's my gripe with it, but I'm sure it would be interesting, and I know other people that do other digital modes, and they really love them. And Bill, he loves RTTY, and I like it, but I don't like the sound of it. It drives me up the walls. I've been working a little bit of the contest this weekend on CW, and all probably made 15 or 20 contacts, and then I made some on 160, but everything I heard on 160 was US of A. There just was hardly any at all of any DX on there. This is N0TR.
Next goal really to get the CW stuff. I got this paddle in, which is a copy of the Venture MFJ-546. But I'm trying to figure out how to properly hook it up and adjust it right now so I can start learning how to use it.
It's a quarter-inch plug in the back of your radio. and then you go into the menu and set which side of it you want to be the dits and what side you want to be the dahs. Sitting right here, I think my left paddle is the dahs and the right paddle is the dits. But I'm upstairs, so, and I have a short memory. But, yeah, and then you just set your speed on your radio. Just hit the key, usually is what the symbol is on the push button. It says key, and then you just set the speed you want. And there's a few other parameters there, but I would refer you to N4IQ for the best information in the world. He knows the weighting and stuff like that. I don't know. I set mine about 28 words a minute, sometimes 26, sometimes 30. But it takes a while to get there. And I would suggest copying the ARRL's transmission each day on different frequencies, Jim. That works really well, and it's real time, and I start out at 5 words a minute.
Class, I think I told you yesterday up in, I forget, one of the clubs in New Jersey, I believe it is, it's teaching CW classes. So I signed that starts in April, but until then I'm going to be working on Morse Machine, I think is the software thing, just learning, being able to hear and understand what I'm listening to first, and then I'll work with trying to send signals later, but so I figured that would be the best use of my time until the class started.
And code words is another really good one after you learn some of the letters and the symbols. But you don't have to learn all of the QR codes, just the ones that they normally use on there. And you'll just love it. It's a great mode, and you can sit there and work all kinds of DX when sideband's not even there. But hopefully we'll get some sunspots back, and both modes will be good. And I know, guys that have worked in Australia on 5 or 10 watts. Now, W4DJW has worked Australia on like a couple of tenths of a watt on those digital modes. He uses one all the time called Whisper, and then he uses another one, I don't know what, but he gets tens of thousands of contacts on there that he monitors through that digital mode. I don't know what he does with them, but he could explain it, and it's sounds very interesting what he does. It's just not my cup of tea. I'm not that smart on the computers, you know.
Tom, are you trying to corrupt somebody? W2T, good afternoon.
Yes. Go ahead, Jim.
The KL4LAO.
Wonder when I last talked to you. Could have been about 2 hours ago, something like that, maybe.
Boss was standing right next to me, stomping her foot there, and she was an unhappy camper, so I had to end that conversation and get up here to Hendersonville.
Well, I have no problem with that. All you'd have had to do was said, we've got to go, and let it be that, and head out. So, you know, it would have worked fine with me. Anyway, good afternoon to you again, and hello, Tom. You staying out of trouble? Your ears should have been burning earlier, because we were talking about you.
Oh, I was pretty much outside most of the morning. Well, downstairs, too. And, yeah, that's great. Well, I don't have that problem, Jim. My wife knows who wears the pants in our house. Isn't that right, Mom? She doesn't know about that, she says.
Wind up being shorted a cookie or two there if you're not careful.
He keeps talking like that, and he's going to get another one of those knots on the side of his head with her frying pan. She's got one that's specially structured, so it's super hard to go against his head. I know it. W2T. And hello, Bernice.
She's over at the sink. Yeah, I have a frying pan. It's got my facial characteristics in the bottom of it. Well, she's making turkey and dumplings today and was looking for some cranberries downstairs. I don't know what else she had in those other cans, but food, she says. But at any rate, I had some of that great extra sharp Wisconsin cheese that the kids send us now and then with some, was that deer sausage? That wasn't deer sausage from the son-in-law, but it was good, and some of those little midget pickles and some club crackers. And then she made me some cottage cheese with peppers and tomatoes in it. That was the appetizer. I'm waiting on dinner now, Jim. This is Gerald T.R.
It's all hungry when you're talking about all these things that you get to eat there.
Hungry. I had nice broiled shrimp, fried okra, salad with raspberry vinaigrette dressing, and hush puppies for lunch today. I had a very good lunch, and I'm fairly filled up right now. He's not bothering me at all this afternoon, Jim. That's, you know, I've had my big meal of the day. And Tom,
what was that first item on your menu there, Rusty? Bernice dropped a pan.
Broiled Canadian flounder.
Ooh, yes, sir. That sounds good. I haven't had flounder in quite a while. Last time was down at that, what's the name of that restaurant? Silver Bay, down there at Simpsonville. Wow, that's a nice restaurant, but we haven't been doing restaurants since this year stuff. Oh, well, next time you get up to Simpsonville, Jim, you'll have to go over and visit Bob in D7J, and you'll see a real radio room. Boy, he's got a beauty up there. And he's right there at that Batcave exit and lives over east of there a ways, maybe 4 or 5 miles. But, yeah, you'd enjoy visiting his radio room, and he'd give you a lot of tips. Well, you sure got a good signal where you're sitting, because there's some dead spots between there and back down here, Jim. This is Gerald T.R.
Coming down the mountain there, there's a couple of curves there where you lose signal a lot. But up here, when you get on top, and I'm sitting in the parking lot for Sam's right now, it's usually pretty good, I think.
Down this way with no problem, that's for darn sure. And Bob lives up there near Hendersonville. I mean, Tom has those senior moments when he said Greer, said something about Simpsonville. He lives near Hendersonville, not Simpsonville. But anyway, I'm sitting here going through QSL cards, trying to pull everything together I need for an award, and not finding these YL cards. But, now, hey, Tom, now you got to admit, he really needs, if he wants to see a radio set up, he needs to be able to go up there and see Dave, K4SV set up. Now, that's a radio set up. And that one will have your jaw dropping there, Jim. If you ever get a chance to go, he's the president of the Greer Club. If you ever get a chance to go see his, that's a jaw-dropping set up up there. And, I mean, he's got more than several radios, and that's just in his main radio room. He's got other radios all over the place sitting up there. In fact, he's got enough radios that he has a storage closet full of radios in case something goes down in his main radio room. And, I've seen it all up there. N0TR to take it, W2T.
Yeah, you're right. That must have been a senior moment. I was blabbing and not thinking there, Rusty. ND7J Bob, and it's hard to pronounce his last name. And I would say it's possibly Polish. Kaczynski. I went through a flight training with a guy by the name of Wazowski, and he definitely was from Poland. But Bob, he's got like 5 screens above his radio station and a 7800 ICOM sitting there, and you name it, he has got it. And It's a beautiful radio room, and K4SV's is even more so. And he's got one of them. Bob lives in Idneyville, is the name of the town over there just east. It's not very far. But, K4SV, there is nothing that man don't have. Stepper IR antenna on a big tower. He's got an 80-meter receiving array out there. It's called a four-square, which is humongous. Basically, 21 acres of antennas out there, you might say, Jim. And a great guy. K-O-4-L-A-O in 0-T-R.
Bill, a lot of the teachers that taught at the high school where I taught came from Edneyville High School, and there are a lot of Edney last name folks in the community here, great people. But a nice little community, and boy, when they closed that school, a lot of people up here really lamented that, because they thought that was a slice of heaven to be working and teaching up here at Edneyville High School.
I don't know about that one. I never got up that way, but in 25 years of refereeing football, I got to see some interesting schools all over the place. And I'll tell you what, if you want to ever see a school that'll get your attention, come down to Dorman High School down here outside of, it's down in Moore now. It used to be in Spartanburg, but it's in Spartanburg County. But down here, their campus, for a high school campus, they've got more room than some colleges have. And they haven't developed all of their property. They got a huge chunk of property when they sold what they had to the people that wanted to build the Walmart and everything down here and all of that stuff. And they got a whole lot of cash and a whole lot of land when they got this new spot. So, and like I said, they haven't even halfway developed, even a third of the way developed their area. And they're a high school. And like I said, they're bigger than their campus is bigger than most colleges and all. So anyway, and Tom, I was over at Blue Bay over here at just off of Reedville Road in Spartanburg. So that's where I was today for lunch. And the only reason I go there is because I know the people that run it, and I know what their standards are before they open their doors every day, and what they make their people do. And you'd think they were operating in an operating room in a hospital somewhere, other than a restaurant, because they are very, very, very picky about what their workers and their setup. So anyway, just to let you know, and that's where I had the Canadian flounder. And like I said, I had the small. I'm glad I had the small portion today. I was hungry when I went there, but I'm glad I ordered the small instead of the large one, because that would have been too much. And I came home to get in a CW net this afternoon, and I couldn't hear NCS or anybody else that was trying to check into that 20-meter net this afternoon. So now I'm here sorting through hundreds and hundreds of 75-meter cards, trying to find 35 YL cards so I can send in for this award I'm working on. Then I got to go through them again and look for 50 regular cards for the Worked All States Award on 75 for this group club. And I've got to then do the same thing with my 40-meter cards, because I've got both. And I want to go ahead and get both awards and get them under my belt. So, anyway, W2T. Go ahead, Tom.
This is N0TR. Yeah, I worked some of the South Carolina Tuso party, just to give them points, I guess. And a little bit of the North Carolina Tuso party. I see it's still going on, and it's both on the sideband, and then I work some of them on CW. I surprised somebody here on CW, and they were in Greenville County also, and they was on 20 meters, and I went up there and worked them. And then, like I said, I worked a few of the 160 band. I found out today that my Superloop talks better over over to the east than my Carolina Wyndham does, leastwise on 80 meter sideband. I made a contact over there a while ago, and I switched the antennas doing a little testing, and boy, made all the difference, you know, with the station I had that I could receive it, and he was very near, but we were doing some testing, and it was good to point that out and see that, so I'll be sure to switch from one to the other. A lot of times I don't even think about it. I just work them off of the big antenna, Jim, because it's 265 feet long. KA4LAON0TR. Might have come back. Go ahead.
He went a full shopping cart, and he's now out there having it unloaded into the car. And, well, at least the area I'm going through looking for carts is the 8th call area stack of carts. Even though the person I worked was in the 4th call area, so go figure. I worked an 8th call area, person with an 8th call area call sign, and they were in the 4th call area. So, anyway, they were in Georgia. That's what I'm looking for now. You got to put these things on the application in order alphabetically, and then the cards have to go in that order, and I have to scan them that way. So I'm trying to go through and find these cards now and keep them in. And I'm going through by the states to find them, so, because that's the way they are on the list. But anyway, so, yeah, I'm going to have to, I got to go get, sometime in the next week or 10 days, I got to go get the wire from the wireman and then redo my loop and get it back up like it's supposed to without any of the breaks in it. And I'm going to have to look for a couple, two or three people to come over here and help me that day, because that copper clad steel is definitely not, putting that back up is not a one person job, you know?
That wire that you were getting, it was a little cheaper than what Bill and I got. We got that, I think it's a 531 Silky. It's called a Silky. It's got insulation on it. Is that insulated what you're getting, or just copper clad?
I think it's covered too. I think it's covered too. And my 275 feet of it was only like $60, so you know. Of course it may have gone up since then, but with everything going on with the change of administration, you know.
Gas prices went up 70%. Thank you, Mr. Biden. Anyways, well, Rusty, I'd highly recommend getting one that was insulated. And Bill said in a lifetime that one that we ordered should last a lifetime. It's really, really extra tough. And then it's got, I imagine something like THHN on the outside of it. And I'm certainly glad I got it. I got a lot of tension on it, and I don't have a counterweighted system or nothing. It's just up there and goes through a pulley and it's tight down.
Mine's in the four corners. It's got four points, so. And I let, you know, the wire is not real tight. It's up in the air and it's firmly fastened. But, you know, the wire can slide back and forth through the ceramic connector that I'm using for to run it through, so to hang it by. So it can, as the trees move, the wire can slide around in it too. So that's probably why it broke a couple of places, because it was sliding around inside that, even though the inside of that ceramic insulator is smooth. But you never know. It happens with the best of things, you know. Ah, I found my, that's why she was in Georgia. She was Mobile, Georgia when I made this contact. So, and this was in 2009. So, it had been a while ago. So I was digging through this to see if I could find this stack. Now I'll move on. Now I'll pull on to the next group I got, which is going to be some people in the guy's in Iowa. That's the next one. The lady is in Iowa, so I got to find her next. And a KI0A,
And anyway, but, you know, that's what I'm doing this afternoon. Like I said, I was going to get into that CW net, but due to the fact and the NCS was down in Louis, and he had a lousy signal because I couldn't hear him. And he's got, I don't know what happened, but he just had a lousy signal, and usually he's very hearable here. Anyway, back to you, Tom, W2T.
Kind of an award that you need Georgia for or something, Rusty. By the way, I heard Iowa last night on there.
Yeah, the Century Club that I'm in the Century Club nets, and one of our awards is we got WAS awards for both 75 meter and 40 meter, and then we've got a WAS YL on each band. In fact, we have, let's see, how many different, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, eight awards you can get for WAS. We've got a bunch that are, we got some that are CW awards. We got one that's CW awards. We got one that's a mobile certificate. We got one that's QRP awards. And then we've got several that are by mode certificate, by band certificate, by all net certificate, and by all nets expert certificate, which is there's a whole bunch of rules for that one. But I'm just working on the WAS YL certificate. We can send them in with 35, and then you can go up with to 40 and up to 45 and up to 50 to get the endorsements on it. But I've got enough cards to do the 75 meter 40. So that's what I'm working on now, pulling the cards for that. Because I'll pull them, run them through the scanner, and scan them in, forward to a page, and then I'll fill out the application and scan it all in, and then send the file to our award checker for my fourth call area, who's up in North Carolina. And he'll check it and send it on to the awards, the guy in charge of the awards, and secretary, and then he'll send my award out to me. That's how that goes, you know. W2T.
If I know I wouldn't have enough room to put them on the wall. Rusty, nature calls. I got to run down the hall a minute here, and then about 5 minutes from now, why don't you give me a call and give me that information Jim said he'd give you, if that's all right by you.
Well, you got my number. Just give me a call when you get available, and because it's on my phone, so I'll have to I'll look at it and read it to you off of there. But you know, just. And maybe Jim will show back up in the meantime, you know. I'll be here. W2T.
QSL and 0TR, clear.
Hello, yeah, guys, I was listening to you, but got a little busy there, and I'll secure for now and talk to you gentlemen later on.
Throwing that word around with us folks out here, you know, that could be considered something detrimental to your health. And we'll catch you later, Jim. W2T.
Play you all clear.
With DJW Mobile.
Who let you out on the road? W2T listening.
And it looked like the bottom was about to fall out, so we packed up and got on the road. On the road again, back home now.
Bottom dropping out would be kind of nasty on you, trying to get all that stuff packed up while it was pouring rain on your head.
Few flights in, but it was kind of windy. It wasn't as fun as it could be.
Speaking there, because it sounded like when I let up a while ago, there was somebody else still on there, so figured I'd see if Steve was trying to get in. Go ahead, Dave.
He'll get an ice cream, but I'm not sure if how far away that place was. Anyway, are you contesting, Rusty? Sound like you and Tom are contesting.
No, I'm sitting here sorting QSL cards. Tom was on there a little bit today, but I wasn't. I'm still finishing the getting the last, feeling the last bit of being better from my getting my first COVID shot Thursday. I had a reaction to it, and my doctor says the very good reason I had that was probably due to the fact that I had COVID.
last month. So, anyway, but no, I went out to lunch a while ago, went and had me a good, nice broiled Canadian flounder for lunch. And then I come back home and I'm sorting through QSL cards right now, trying to find a bunch of YL cards.
So now you've got immunity to two strands, the strand that, or I don't know if that vaccine has multiple strands in it or not, but the strand that you had plus whatever strands the vaccine goes against. Is that how that works?
It won't come about until I get the second shot, which won't be till the 25th of March, so when I go back for number two. And I'll, but we'll see. You know, it all works different. And then they're still saying we may have to have a booster down the road to take care of the new stuff that's coming out. So, you know, it's all one of these things. It's a crapshoot. We just have to see whether we come up snake eyes or what. You know,
eradicate the bug in all forms of the bug, and they're just going to have to keep at it until it's eradicated. Huh?
Saying, but this is Pfizer and Moderna, but strange thing is Johnson & Johnson is trying to get final approval on theirs, which is supposed to be a one-shot deal, so that'll be interesting to find out. I haven't read anything about that one yet.
Potent, or even more effective. I know they all have varying degrees of effectiveness. Anyway, am I holding you up from hunting through your QSL cards?
Microphone lays on my knee, and I'm still sorting through cards, so no. No, it's just like when I was earlier today when I was and sorting through cards too then. And, you know, I can work between them. I've learned to multitask. I'm old enough to have figured out how to do that now. Watch it, boy. GR.
You heard Tom in there. Yeah, I let my computer do the multitasking. I just plug it in the search box, and if it's there, it finds it among 33,000, I think. Anyway, go ahead, Tom, W4DJW.
Yeah, this is NZ0TR. I was telling Jim you did some kind of thing on Whisper or something. I'm not familiar with them, Dave, but you get them in the tens of thousands. Is that what you're talking about?
Probably not 10,000 every day, but in the thousands every day. Yeah, it's I run that all the time. Something happened last night. Windows wanted to reboot, and I finally let it go. And it messed up my sound system. So I'm not running Whisper right now because it relies on that. I got to figure out what that update did. Those updates are getting more and more irritating. But normally, yeah, a few thousand every day. And over the course of a year, that can turn into tens of thousands.
That's amazing. By the way, let's see if I got it. Dr. Fauci recommends that you do not compare the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines to the Johnson & Johnson. I was just reading it here. It says it's got greater than 85% efficacy or preventing the severe disease and critical disease, and that there were no deaths or hospitalizations in any of the countries that were tested. I had heard 73% is what I'd heard, but what they're saying there is 85% in preventing the severest form of the diseases that result in hospitalization or death. It's hard to, each one of them has important differences. J&J's trial showed an efficacy of around 66% against moderate to severe COVID-19, while the ones for Pfizer and Moderna focused on mild to moderate sickness and showed efficacy around 95%. So anyways, that's some of the news on it, Dave. Over to you, Rusty.
In the case of what the latest thing is that you're hearing, and who you're hearing it from, too. I mean, like I said, I hadn't read anything. I just saw the announcement Thursday that Johnson & Johnson had come out with one that, and they were trying to get it approved for the strictly for the as a one-time event and all. But even with all of those, they're still saying that as the, you know, it's like the
It's like some of the other diseases that we get that you have to have boosters periodically on them. They say that in all probability, no matter which version of the vaccine you get, that eventually all of them are going to have boosters to cover any new versions of it that come up. So, you know, that's another one of these lifetime things they keep talking about and saying, well, you know, it'll take care of it and all. But and of course, the reactions that they get when you get shot, it all depends upon the individual, what they've suffered from lately, how bad their immune system is off, and you know, whether they've actually had the virus, and that affects you getting the shot too. So it's as I said a while ago, it's a crapshoot. You just hope you don't roll snake eyes. Go ahead, Dave. W2T.
More about it than I do. I'm just trying to stay away from it. And I was doing really good till I got the airplane flying bug. And there are people out there at the airplane field, but we do kind of keep our distance. We don't get real close to each other. But I was doing good staying at home all the time, working from home, staying at home, and only going to the grocery store once in a while. But maybe that'll get us focused now that the economy is pouring trillions of dollars into fighting this thing. Maybe that'll get us focused on the cure for the common cold, right? The cure for all that ails us, and we'll get better and better at it. Maybe it takes low spots like this to boost our interest in what we need to be paying attention to. W4DJW, over to you, Tom.
This is NGLTR. Well, Fauci said, given a choice, he said, I'd take any one of the three. It's just the important thing is to get vaccinated. And until we've had it around for at least a year, I don't think they're going to know how long the antibodies last, Dave. You know, they put it into you, but they haven't had a chance to find that out. Just thank God they come up with this RNA technology to do it, being it was an offshoot of the SARS. At any rate, I didn't do much contesting, Dave. I just, Saturday I ran for a few hours there, just off and on. If I seen something, I'd work it. And if not, I didn't. And I just bounced around all the different bands, 15, 40. There were some on 80. And just around, just enjoying myself. I don't do it for competition. I do it for the fun of it, and it certainly helps the other guys out. Well, Bernice is about ready to get this turkey and dumplings ready here, and I got a guest coming over about 5:40, and so I need to get this. And I'm like you, Dave. We haven't done any eating out, but I'm sure there are places that are relatively safe. We're extremely high risk, and I don't want that stuff. We should get our shot, let's see, Monday, Tuesday, right, Bernice? Our second shot Tuesday, Rusty. So I'm looking forward to that. Got a doctor's appointment for my foot tomorrow. I'll check out with you guys here. Great talking to y'all, including Jim, if he's listening. And it's W2T and 0TR, and I'll be clear.
Hi, Tom. Well, my sister came into a lucky thing, and she was supposed to have hers Friday. Three wrecks along the way, backed up traffic in a one-way street, kept her from getting there. But the county down there where she's living in St. John's County, they're handling it. They called her yesterday morning and rescheduled her for 2:15 tomorrow afternoon to get the first shot. So she she's going to get a quick turnaround on it. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. And Dave, you have a good, safe drive the rest of the way home. I'm going to get back over here and start, because I'm starting to get into my heavier stacks of stuff I got to go through here. So anyway, we'll talk at you later. W4DJW, W2T, clear on your final, Dave.
Well, that's good timing, because I just now backed it down in the driveway. So you guys, Tom, Rusty, I enjoyed it. Stay safe. Talk to you later. W4DJW. Backing it in the barn.